Welcome to Afterglow. I'm your host, Mark Chilla. Names like Tchaikovsky, Rachmaninoff, Debussy, and Ravel are not typically part of the music of the Great American Songbook, but you may be surprised to learn the origins of many American pop melodies began with these classical composers. This hour, I'll explore the classical melodies hidden within some pop standards, including well-known hits like Baubles, Bangles, and Beads, Lover Come Back to Me, and more. It's Full Moon and Empty Arms, classical melodies in popular song, coming up next on Afterglow.
If you but a dream, I hope I never waken. It's more than I could bear to find that I'm forsaken. If you're a fantasy, then I'm content to be in love with lovely you and pray my dreams come true. I long to kiss you, but I would not dare. I'm so afraid that you may vanish in the air. So, darling, if our romance should break up, ah!
singer Etta Jones and saxophonist Gene Ammons in 1962 with the Mo Jaffe, Jack Fulton, and Nat Bonks tune, If You Are But a Dream. That tune was made famous by Frank Sinatra in 1945, but its origins are much earlier. The melody comes from a piano piece from 1859, The Romance in E-flat Major by Anton Rubinstein. It was a popular melody throughout the late 19th century, often referred to by the name Rubinstein's Romance. Mark Chilla here on Afterglow. We're exploring the classical origins of pop and jazz melodies this hour. And what you're listening to now is the final movement from Sergei Rachmaninoff's Piano Concerto No. 2 in C minor. But the perceptive among you may recognize this as the 1945 tune Full Moon and Empty Arms by Buddy Kay and Ted Mossman, made famous by Frank Sinatra that same year. Many classical melodies from works by Rachmaninoff, Brahms, Chopin, Puccini, and more have been transformed into well-known standards, mostly from the early to mid-20th century. And just ahead, I'll play you perhaps the unlikely musical sources of songs like I'm Always Chasing Rainbows, The Lamp is Low, Until the End of Time. But first, here's that 1945 Sinatra hit based on that Rachmaninoff piano concerto, and the inspiration and title of this episode. This is Full Moon and Empty Arms on Afterglow.
Full moon and empty arms. The moon is there for us to share, but where are you? A night like this, could we a memory and every kiss could start a dream for two. Full moon and empty arms. Tonight I'll use the magic moon to wish upon, and next full moon, if my one wish comes true, my empty arms
Frank Sinatra in 1945 with Full Moon and Empty Arms, a song written by Buddy Kay and Ted Mossman, but based mostly on a melody by Sergei Rachmaninoff from the third movement of his Piano Concerto No. 2. In fact, the second movement from that same Rachmaninoff Piano Concerto was the basis of a completely different kind of pop hit 30 years later, Eric Carmen's All By Myself. One classical composer that was the source of several melodies from the Great American Songbook is one that you may not be as familiar with, 19th century Russian composer Alexander Borodin. Borodin was a chemist by day, but he was also a hugely gifted composer, associated with a group of five prominent Russian composers called the Mighty Handful. The reason Borodin became part of the Great American Songbook is because of the 1953 Tony Award-winning musical Kismet by Robert Wright and George Forrest. It was based on a popular 1911 play, and almost all the melodies from this musical were taken from Borodin's music from the 19th century. For instance, here's a piece by Borodin, the Scherzo from his String Quartet No. 2 in D major. And here's the song that it became. This is Frank Sinatra again with Baubles, Bangles, and Beads on Afterglow.
Baubles, bangles, hear how they jing jingling. Baubles, bangles, bright shiny beads, sparkles, spangles, your heart will sing singling, wearing baubles, bangles and beads. You'll glitter and gleam, so make somebody dream, so that someday he may buy you. Ring, ring-a-ling-a, I've heard that's where it leads. Wearing baubles, bangles, and beads. Baubles, bangles, hear how they jing jingling. Baubles, bangles, all those bright shiny beads, sparkles, spangles, your heart will sing singling, wearing baubles, bangles. So you're gonna make somebody dream, so that someday he may buy you a ring, ring-a-ling-a. I've heard that that's where it leads. If you're wearing baubles, bangles, and them coo-coo beads.
Frank Sinatra in 1959 with Baubles, Bangles, and Beads, originally from the 1953 musical Kismet. Like all the songs from Kismet, the music was derived from classical works by Russian composer Alexander Borodin. Baubles, Bangles, and Beads, and another popular song called And This Is My Beloved, were actually based on the same piece of music, Borodin's second string quartet in D major, although from different movements. Here's a bit of the first movement from that string quartet. And here's the song from Kismet that was based on that melody, Sarah Vaughan with And This Is My Beloved on Afterglow. Sarah Vaughan with And This Is My Beloved, a song from the musical Kismet, based on the first movement from Alexander Borodin's String Quartet No. 2 in D major. The last song I'll play for you from Kismet was based on a different work by composer Alexander Borodin, and perhaps his most famous work. It's one of the melodies from his Polovetsian Dances, a concert excerpt from the opera Prince Igor, which he composed just before his death in 1887. That melody was transformed from an exotic dance in Prince Igor to a lover's duet in Kismet. Here is Tony Bennett performing a solo version of that lover's duet, Stranger in Paradise, on Afterglow.
Take my hand, I'm a stranger in paradise. Oh, lost in a wonderland, a stranger in paradise. If I stand starry-eyed. That's a danger in paradise for mortals who stand beside an angel like you. I saw your face and I ascended out of the commonplace into the rare, somewhere in space. I hang suspended until I know there's a chance that you care. Won't you answer this fervent prayer of a stranger in paradise? Don't send me in dark despair from all that I hunger for, but open your angel's arms to the stranger in paradise and tell him that he need be a stranger no
more. Tony Bennett in 1962 performing Stranger in Paradise, a song based on music by Russian composer Alexander Borodin. We're looking at pop standards based on classical melodies this hour, and as it turns out, Stranger in Paradise was not the only hidden classical melody that was part of Tony Bennett's repertoire. There's also this classical melody. That comes from a more familiar work, a melody from Frédéric Chopin's Fantasy Impromptu from 1834. But you may also recognize it as the opening melody to the old vaudeville tune I'm Always Chasing Rainbows from 1917, with lyrics by Harry Carroll and Joseph McCarthy. And that's the songwriter, not the senator. I'm Always Chasing Rainbows was a signature tune for many singers, including Judy Garland, Perry Como, Helen Forrest, and Dick Hames. But here again is Tony Bennett in 1962 with I'm Always Chasing Rainbows on Afterglow.
Chasing rainbows, watching clouds drifting by. My schemes are just like all my dreams, ending in the sky. Some fellas look and find the sunshine. I always look and find the rain. Some fellas make a winning sometime. I never even and make a gain. Believe me, I'm always chasing rainbows, waiting to find a little bluebird in vain.
Tony Bennett with I'm Always Chasing Rainbows. That opening melody from I'm Always Chasing Rainbows is based, in part, on a secondary melody from Chopin's piano piece, Fantasy Impromptu. Now, it's not entirely clear in this case whether the songwriters, Harry Carroll and Joseph McCarthy, intentionally lifted from Chopin, or if the limited permutations of usable notes and rhythms in music just happened to converge on a similar-sounding melody. The same could be said for this next song from the Great American Songbook. First, here's the classical original. It's from Johannes Brahms' Academic Festival Overture. And here's the piece that seems to have some similarity to that melody. This is Bing Crosby with Catch a Falling Star on Afterglow.
Catch a falling star and put it in your pocket. Never let it fade away. Catch a falling star and put it in your pocket. Save it for a rainy day. For love may come and tap you on the shoulder some starless night. And just in case you feel you want to hold her, you'll have a pocket full of starlight. Catch a falling star and put it in your pocket. Never let it fade away. Catch a falling star and put it in your pocket. Save it for a rainy day. For when your troubles start in multiplying, and they just might, it's easy to forget 'em without trying. With just a pocket full of starlight, catch a falling star and put it in your pocket. Never let it fade away. Catch a falling star and put it in your pocket. Save it for a rainy day. Come and tap you on the shoulders some starless night. And just in case you feel you want a holder, you'll have a pocket full of starlight. Catch your falling star and put it in your pocket. Never let it fade away. Catch your falling star and put it in your pocket. Save it for a rainy day. Save it for a rainy day.
Save it for a rainy day.
Bing Crosby, in 1958, on his Ford Road Show with the Paul Vance and Lee Pockris tune, Catch a Falling Star. That song shows some resemblance to a melody from Brahms' orchestral work, Academic Festival Overture. Catch a Falling Star is certainly a pop standard, but it's not jazz. This next tune, with some classical music origins, is definitely a jazz standard. The song Lover Come Back to Me was written by Sigmund Romberg with lyrics by Oscar Hammerstein, and it was performed by jazz stars like John Coltrane, Dizzy Gillespie, and Coleman Hawkins. The song's bridge also has some close similarities to this piano piece by Tchaikovsky. Tchaikovsky's Barcarolle, or Boat Song, for the month of June, part of his set of piano pieces called The Seasons. Listen closely, and you'll hear a bit of that melody in the middle section of this jazz tune. Here's Nat King Cole with Lover Come Back to Me on Afterglow.
The sky was blue, and high above, the moon was new, and so was love. This eager heart of mine was singing, lover, where can you be? You came at last, love had its day. That day is past, you've gone away. This aching heart of mine is singing, lover, come back to me. I remember every little thing you used to do. I'm so lonely. Every road I walk along, I've walked along with you. No wonder I am lonely. The sky's blue, the night is cold, the moon is new, but love is old. And while I'm waiting here, this heart of mine is singing, lover, come back to me. Walk along, I've walked along with you.
Oh,
wonder I am lonely.
The sky is blue, the night is cold, the moon is new, but love is old.
And while I'm waiting here, this heart of mine is singing, love will come back, love will come back, love will come back to me. Love will come back, love will come back. Love will come back to me.
Nat King Cole in 1953 with the Sigmund Romberg and Oscar Hammerstein tune Lover Come Back to Me, a tune that resembles the piano piece June by Tchaikovsky. We'll hear more classical influences on pop and jazz standards after a break. Stay with us. Production support for Afterglow comes from Soma Coffee House and Juice Bar, specializing in juices, espressos, and fair trade organic coffee. Serving from downtown at Kirkwood and Grant, and on the corner of 3rd and Jordan, and the new location, Soma Crosstown, on East 10th Street. Online at iHeartSoma.com. I'm Mark Chilla, and you're listening to Afterglow. Welcome back to Afterglow. I'm Mark Chilla. We've been exploring melodies from the world of classical music that have made their way into the pop and jazz standards of the Great American Songbook. And coming up, we'll hear songs based on pieces by Ravel, Chopin, and Puccini, and even hear a melody by Johann Sebastian Bach by way of Paul Simon. First, here's a melody from French composer Claude Debussy. It's his piano piece called Reverie, or Dream. Songwriter Larry Clinton very deliberately took this melody and turned it into a pop song in 1938 called My Reverie. Here now is Ella Fitzgerald from her album Clap Hands, Here Comes Charlie, performing the Larry Clinton and Claude Debussy song My Reverie on Afterglow.
Our love is a dream, but in my reverie I can see that this love was meant for me. Only a poor fool, never schooled in the whirlpool of romance, could be so cruel as you are to me. My dreams are as worthless as tin to me without you. Life will never begin to be, so love me as I love you in my reverie. Make my dream a reality. Let's dispense with formality. Come to me in my reverie. My reverie, I can see that this love was meant for me. Only a poor fool, never schooled in the whirlpool of romance, could be so cruel as you are to. Worthless as tin to me without you. Life will never begin to be, so love me as I love you in my reverie. Make my dream a reality. Let's dispense with formality. Come to me in my reverie. Come to me in my
Ella Fitzgerald in 1961 with My Reverie, a song based on the 1890 piano piece Reverie by Claude Debussy. Debussy wasn't the only French classical influence on the Great American Songbook. This next song is based originally on a melody by Debussy's contemporary, Maurice Ravel. First, here's Ravel's piano piece from 1910, known as the Pavane for a Dead Princess. And that melody was turned into a dreamy love song in the 1930s called The Lamp is Low, by Peter DeRose, Bert Schefter, with lyrics by Mitchell Parrish. It became a popular song by Mildred Bailey in the 30s, but here's a version by Doris Day with The Lamp Is Low on Afterglow. The Lamp Is Low, sung by Doris Day. That melody originally came from a pavane by Maurice Ravel, written about 20 years before The Lamp Is Low. We'll hear some more from Doris Day now with another tune based on a classical melody. Here's the classical original. It's part of the popular Heroic Polonaise by composer Frédéric Chopin from 1842. Here's the song, written over a century later. This is Doris Day and Les Brown with the Buddy Kay and Ted Mossman tune based on that Chopin piece called Till the End of Time on Afterglow. Thank you.
Long as there's a spring, a bird to sing, I'll go on loving you till the end of time. Long as roses bloom in May, my love for you will grow deeper with every passing day, till the wells run dry and each mountain disappears. I'll be there for you, to care for you through laughter and through tears. So take my heart in sweet surrender and tenderly say that I'm the one you love and live for till the end of time.
Doris Day, with a tune based on the heroic Polonaise by Frédéric Chopin. That was Till the End of Time, a hit for Doris Day in 1945. We're looking at classical melodies transformed into pop standards this hour, and this next tune was actually written while the original composer was still alive. It even sparked a legal battle on behalf of the composer. Here's the original melody, the aria E Lucevan le Stelle, or The Stars Were Shining, from the opera Tosca by Giacomo Puccini. And here is the tune derived from it, called Avalon. Al Jolson originally wrote Avalon in 1920 along with Buddy De Silva and Vincent Rose, and Jolson was the original performer. Here, though, is jazz singer Anita O'Day with her version of Avalon on Afterglow.
I found my love in Avalon beside the bay. I left my love in Avalon and sailed away. I dream of him and Avalon from dusk till dawn. And so I think I'll travel on to Avalon. I found my love in Avalon. I left my love in Avalon. I dream of him. Shabba-dabba-doo-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee- Avalon. Love in Avalon beside the bay. Left my love in Avalon, sailed away. I dream of him in Avalon from dusk till dawn. So I think I'll travel on to Avalon. Gotta get my coat. Gonna take a boat to Avalon.
Anita O'Day in 1960 with the Al Jolson tune Avalon. based partly on the aria E Lucevan le Stelle from Tosca by composer Giacomo Puccini. This last tune we'll hear this hour, based on a classical melody, is not quite a jazz standard, but it still has an interesting story behind it. It's a cover of a cover of a cover. The original comes from around 1600, a melody by German composer Hans Leo Hassler that was a love song. In 1727, that melody reappeared as a recurring chorale in the St. Matthew Passion, a religious work by Johann Sebastian Bach. This melody is commonly known as O Sacred Head Now Wounded. And in 1973, singer Paul Simon took that melody, almost note for note, and turned it into his disillusioned patriotic song, American Tune, from the album There Goes Rhymin' Simon.
Many's the time I've been mistaken, and many times confused.
Simon's version is a folk song, but jazz singer Kurt Elling turned it into a ballad on his 2012 Brill Building album called 1619 Broadway. Here's Kurt Elling by way of Hassler, Bach, and Paul Simon performing American Tune on Afterglow.
Many is the time I've been mistaken, and many times confused. Yes, and I've also felt forsaken, and certainly misused. But I'm all right, I'm all right. I'm just weary to my bones. Still, you don't expect to be bright and bon vivant so far away from home. So soul who's not been battered, I don't have a friend who feels at ease, I don't know a dream that's not been shattered or driven to its knees. But it's all right, it's all right, 'cause we have lived so well so long. Still, when I think about the road we're traveling on, I wonder what's gone wrong. Can't help it, I wonder what's gone wrong. And I dreamed I was dying. I dreamed that my soul rose unexpectedly, and looking back down at me, smiled reassuringly. And I dreamed I was flying, and from high up above, my eyes could clearly see the Statue of Liberty sailing away to sea. And I dreamed I was flying. And we come on the ship they call Mayflower. We come on the ship that sailed the moon. We come in the ages most uncertain hour, and we sing an American tune. Oh, but it's all right, it's all right, it's all right. You can't be forever blessed. Still, tomorrow's gonna be another working day, and I'm trying to get some rest. That's all, I'm just trying to get some rest. To get some rest.
Kurt Elling performing Paul Simon's American Tune, a song based on the Bach chorale O Sacred Head Now Wounded. And thanks for tuning in to Full Moon and Empty Arms, classical melodies and popular song, on Afterglow. Afterglow is part of the educational mission of Indiana University and produced by WFIU Public Radio in beautiful Bloomington, Indiana. Production support for Afterglow comes from Soma Coffee House and Juice Bar, specializing in juices, espressos, and fair trade organic coffee. Serving from downtown at Kirkwood and Grant and on the corner of 3rd and Jordan. And the new location, Soma Crosstown, on East 10th Street. Online at iHeartSoma.com. I'm Mark Chilla, inviting you to tune in next week for our mix of vocal, jazz, and popular song from the Great American Songbook. Here on Afterglow.